Hello and welcome to Yashoda Health Podcast. I'm Dr. Lakshmi, and today we are exploring hypertension, which is a silent yet powerful condition that affects millions of people. High blood pressure can quietly damage your kidney, heart, and other organs, but with early detection, lifestyle adjustments, and medical care, it can be effectively managed. Joining us today is Dr. Dilip Nandamuri, Senior Consultant Physician and Diabetologist at Yashoda Hospitals, a quaternary care facility renowned for comprehensive cardiovascular and metabolic care. So welcome to the podcast, Dr. Dilip, and it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Dr. Lakshmi.
So Dr. Dilip, why do you think that hypertension is often called as the silent killer?
Because it doesn't show anything outside, but it kills a lot of people. For example, if you go to any IT industry, IT company, just randomly take 100 people, check their BPs, almost 25-30% are hypertensive, they don't know. 25-30% are diabetes, still that is also doesn't know. The problem with these disorders or diseases is, it takes some time for the hypertension to give it to complications. Complications under heart attack, gaani, brain stroke, gaani, kidney failure, gaani, blindness. Gaani. Any random time bar. And then silent disease. So, inherently starting up manam pattukopothe complications tho pattukuntam appudu pattukunte manam avoid cheyagaligade em ledhu already complications ayipoyadu. So you need good screening for hypertension to avoid chronic diseases in our population. That is very important.
So as you mentioned, that do you think that only lifestyle plays a role in developing hypertension, or are there any other factors which contribute to this?
Hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, stroke, all these are called non-communicable disease. Communicable disease and fever, suyane. Non-communicable is mostly 90% of things are lifestyle disorders. 10% have different causes. Like secondary hypertension can come by because of adrenal gland issues, kidney issues, heart issues. But 90% is lifestyle. What do you mean by lifestyle? Why people get hypertension? There are two things. One is non-negotiable risk factors, like being a male is a risk factor for hypertension. Having family history is a risk factor for hypertension. Modifiable risk factors are smoking, alcohol, weight gain, obesity. All these are modifiable risk factors. That means we can avoid getting hypertension if you manage the risk factors, like stopping smoking, stop alcohol, improve your health habits like exercise and diet, being in appropriate weight, will reduce risk of hypertension. That's why this is called as lifestyle diseases.
So we've discussed earlier that detecting it early is very important. So how often do you think that people should keep checking their blood pressures?
See, if you have a family history of hypertension, above 30 years, every 6 months at least, check the BP. Every year, do a health checkup. Family doesn't have any family history. At least yearly once, health checkup is mandatory for this nowadays lifestyle. And good thing is, most of the companies, most of the people are aware of doing preventive health checks. We call this preventive health check because we catch lifestyle diseases like hypertension and diabetes early, manage them so that their quality of life and complications are better.
So once detected with hypertension, Dr. Dilip, what are some latest advancements in managing high blood pressure, including some medications and monitoring tools?
Once you are diagnosed with hypertension, depending on the stage of hypertension, is it stage 1, stage 2, or stage 3, or stage 4? If it is in stage 1, a lot of times your lifestyle changes can change the BP to normal levels without any medication. But at a stage 2 hypertension, you should do both lifestyle and medication. Stage 3, you may need multiple medications with lifestyle change. So, lifestyle change is mandatory in any stage of hypertension. But the amount of drugs varies from patient to patient. What is the amount of response each patient gets with the medication? And andariki oke tablet isthe oke rakamga BP tagadu. So, adjust chesukuntu manam chusukovalanamata. So, dani vallane ante lifestyle compulsory ee stage hypertension lifestyle change cheyali. దానికి మెడికేషన్స్ ఎంతని డాక్టర్ సలహా తీసుకుని దాన్ని అడ్జస్ట్ చేసుకోవాలి.
సో హౌ డు యు థింక్ దట్ పేషెంట్స్ కెన్ ఇన్కార్పొరేట్ లైఫ్ స్టైల్ చేంజెస్ లైక్ డైట్, ఎక్సర్సైజ్ ఆర్ స్ట్రెస్ మేనేజ్మెంట్ ఎఫెక్టివ్లీ ఇంటూ దర్ డైలీ రొటీన్?
ఫస్ట్ టు ఎఫెక్టివ్లీ మేనేజ్ హైపర్ టెన్షన్, రెడ్యూస్ వైట్ థింగ్స్, సాల్ట్, షుగర్, మైదా. సెకండ్, స్టాప్ ఈటింగ్ ప్యాక్డ్ ఫుడ్స్, స్టోర్డ్ ఫుడ్స్. ప్యాక్డ్ ఫుడ్ మీన్స్ ఎనీ ప్యాక్డ్ ఫుడ్, ఎందుకంటే ఏ ప్యాక్డ్ ఫుడ్ స్టోర్ అవ్వాలన్నా సాల్ట్ వేయాలి. సో అవాయిడ్ దాట్. all stored food, for example, intlo chesina chakkalu chakkadalu jantikulu, all this will have increased salt. Stored pachalu, so dantlo kuda uppu ekku untadi. Roju chesukuni nuvu fresh pachalato problem ledhu. Stored anything, stored appadalu odiyalu, all these things will have a lot of salt. So anything stored for more than 3 days or packed, avoid it. That will reduce your salt intake. Inherently, you'll reduce your BP.
I think that's a very practical tip that you've mentioned. So are there any other tips that you would like to share with our viewers to keep the hypertension under control?
As you told, how to reduce stress, do some physical exercise, do some meditation or yoga, which will reduce the stress levels, thereby reducing the BP. First, exercise, sleep, at least 6 to 8 hours of proper sleep, less salt, more walk, more mobile, will improve your BP without medications also.
That's perfectly said, Dr. Dilip. And thank you for joining us and sharing such valuable insights. Your guidance helps listeners understand how to take control of their blood pressure and protect their long-term health. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into this episode of Yashoda Health Podcast. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow, share, and stay connected for more expert-led conversations. Until next time, monitor your numbers, live heart healthy, and stay proactive. This is Yashoda Health Podcast, your guide to better health and well-being. Thank you.